Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shir. Baruch Hashem, we have reached Shir number 40. We are starting our ninth week, and we will continue the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Oraisa, that we say every Friday night. And before we start in the nitty-gritty of the Hilchos Kiddush, we will talk about some halachas that I gave before Kiddush. The Mishaburu Paskins and Simon Reish Shamach Zayin, that you should be careful not to start eating until the evening. Why? Because you're not supposed to start eating within a half hour of Zman Kriya Shema. So if someone davened early, and then now he's within a half hour of the Zman of Kriya Shema, which is Seis HaKechavim, so he shouldn't start eating, he should wait until evening, and then say Shema, and then start eating. But then he says, for those who have a minig to mekel, don't be meichet, there is something to be samech on. But then he says, it's only got to be eating the Suda. That's where there's some Heter to be Simechon. But in Kriya Shema Gufa, do the Raisa in Lismoich, Vizar la Kreisa, Belaila, Lotzis de Chavasa Kriya Shema. You have to repeat over Kriya Shema after it says, that's Pashat. You have to repeat over Kriya Shema. And starting eating, that's Machlaikis. And those who want to be Mekel can be Mekel. What's a Tzati Mekel? Tzati Mekel is because there is some Rishonim hold that Yotzer the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema even after Plague, even before it says. So regarding eating, you maybe can Simechon those Shitas. But L'maisa, since there's a lot of Cholkim, L'chatchila, you should try not to start eating within a half hour of Zman Kriya Shema. So what is the Halacha L'maisa? So I saw in the Sefer, Kavitz Halachas, he wants to make like the Minig L'Hakel, the Hanayig L'Hakel of the Mishaburu. But L'maisa, to me, the Mishaburu sounds like he's saying that only B'Shas Chak, only it's a Limud Tzchus, but really, you shouldn't do this. So what's Halacha L'maisa? So I asked Reifelder, and Reifelder told me like this, always make sure to say Kriya Shema, and therefore, you'll always be Yaitza in any case you go. If you only say Kriya Shema right before Kiddush, it'll be fine. For example, let's say someone made Shabbos 7 o'clock and he comes home around 8 o'clock. He's ready to make Kiddush around 8:10. So let's say on a day like today, so there's three Zman of Fitzeis. The earliest Zman of Fitzeis is 8:10. The 50-minute Zman is 8:18. And the time Zman is 8:41. So if he's going to wait from 8:10 to 8:41, he's waiting a half hour. That's a long time. And he can't start eating. He's within a half hour of Rabbeinu Tam's man, so what should he do? So he says Shema right then. So he says Shema right then, if he has certain calendars, you know, certain seis, he ready his taka is seis, ready yotze Kriya Shema. So the shayla is maybe we're going like Rabbeinu Tam, that's already a suffix, and you have a stickle svek sveka here, because maybe it's night, and maybe we're passing like the other Madiyamar as well, and therefore you could eat as long as you say Kriya Shema. But if you wouldn't say Kriya Shema, then that would be a problem. You say Kriya Shema earlier. And now, if you want Man Diyama, you're mamish by Tzeis already, and you're not saying Shema, and you're starting to eat. Therefore, the Eitzah is, and Halacha L'maaseh is, a person who made early Shabbos and did not reach yet, and did not say Kriya Shema after Tzeis, what you should do is, always say Kriya Shema right before Kiddush, that's what you should do L'chatchila, always say Kriya Shema right before Kiddush, and therefore, you won't run into any problems. Again, there are certain people who have a minig, like Mishra breaks down, that they make a bechlal. As long as they said Shema after Plag, they make it to eat, but they have to repeat Kriya Shema. And then, after the Suda, that's a Kuli Amitz Pasha, you have to repeat Kriya Shema after the Shabbat Suda.